Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A new tiny tick invading America. Dr. Kathy Simmons explains in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
We're talking now with Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. One of the things that you spent a good bit of your time, you're telling me about right now, getting ready and discussing a very small critter that is causing a lot of problems for cattle producers and others, the Asian longhorned tick. Tell me about this little fellow.
The Asian longhorned tick was first identified in the United States in 2017. It was found on a sheep in New Jersey. This tick is normally present in Eastern Asia. It has, however, become endemic in Australia, New Zealand, and a few other countries on the Pacific Rim. This tick is a little different than some of the other ticks we have in the United States because it is able to reproduce, the females are, without a male. So a female can establish a population very rapidly. It also has a very diverse host group of species. We've identified over 25 hosts here in the United States for this tick, including birds, giving it a greater mobility than some of the other ticks to move around, you know, within the United States. I think for us in the beef cattle industry, not only is this tick a problem because it can certainly reproduce rapidly and maybe exsanguinate a young animal like a calf, but because of the diseases it can carry, primarily Tularemia orientalis Akita genotype, which is a disease that is an infectious bovine anemia very similar to anaplasmosis in its clinical signs. These animals have, of course, an anemia. They're unthrifty. They're weak. They can have reproductive issues and abortions, and they can even die. Tularemiosis, with this Akita genotype, has no approved therapy in the United States and no vaccine. So it's very important to control this tick vector.
It appears that Oklahoma is on the western edge of where the Asian longhorned tick is currently being found.
Well, currently it's mostly in the eastern areas and southern areas of the United States in about 17 states. USDA APHIS has a monthly stakeholder call of all the states where they will tell us what they are doing to try to identify ticks in their state. They do these tick drags and they see if they can recover ticks. That's their active surveillance, or they may do passive surveillance by having reports of ticks, come in on either companion animals or livestock animals. So there is surveillance going on. And as I say, about 17 states have confirmed cases in their states of the Asian longhorned tick.
Right now, a webinar is being planned for later this month, jointly being put together by APHIS of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Dr. Simmons and her team at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, wanting to identify for producers a little bit more information about these ticks. What are they? How they can affect your livestock and how you can effectively manage them. The date for that webinar is the 23rd and 24th of August. It's intended for cattle producers, state animal health officials, veterinarians, and other industry stakeholders interested in the learning more about this Asian longhorned tick. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with one goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at LazyE.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.